Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network, and of course, my world, live, laugh, or whatever with Stu Scheer. I am your host, Michael Bejas, and I'll tell you what, you come on over to the Trim Radio Network. We broadcast live all over the world. We also sell some great merchandise and would love to see you in it. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. Now, anything that we share tonight, my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others, is not necessarily part of the Trim Radio Network's, well, their opinions. And anything shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. And that includes all medical and health professional information as well. Do your own research. This song right here, Leave It to Beaver, well, that's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. And without further ado, here is Stu.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what. Happy Wednesday. You know, as they say, it's hump day. We're halfway through it.
We are halfway.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here in Ohio, it has been a blue sky day. We are currently at 73 degrees.
Ah.
Oh, that's freezing temperature in South Carolina, isn't it?
Yeah, we like our temperatures. We're at 79. We like 80, 85. And that's perfect weather for us. You know, we start in 95, 100. Ugh.
Well, yeah, and you're not too far from the sea. And I think, what is it, Lake Murray?
Right around the corner on Lake Murray, not even 3 miles away.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. Here it's something like about 54 in the early morning, and then it gets up to about 78 today, and tomorrow's supposed to be in the early 80s. But, hey, no clouds. The weather's supposed to be good. It's time to get that mower out and start mowing the lawn and trimming and doing all that kind of good stuff.
Did that last weekend, doing it again this weekend. You know, Stu, before you begin, and I know you're going to cover it tonight.
Maybe.
You have to love our government when they say inflation is down and everything is looking great. We have the best jobs report and everything else. Everything is right on track where it's supposed to be. And, of course, this was the same guy, pardon my French, everyone. And we do like to keep a very clean radio station, Christian-based, that told the guy, if you remember, inflation is good, you dumb son of a beep. Yeah. And now all of a sudden inflation has been so bad. He's like, well, inflation is down. Prices are down. I don't know what world he's living in, but I laugh about it. Whatever. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I know all about it. I've been following stuff, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to cover a little bit of that tonight. But, you know, I really have some of my YouTuber buddies out there are talking preparedness. And I'll tell you what, and you know Val.
Oh, yeah.
She sent some stuff out.
I know.
And I thought, well, I would go over that today because it's important.
I know. I'm going to bring her back on the show, as a matter of fact, hopefully next week. I've got to message her. I get a kick out of her, and she is such a wonderful, wonderful lady. So, you know, I'm blessed to have met her. But anyway.
She's a character. I love her to death.
I'm going to let you go ahead and roll. I will see you in an hour.
Oh, my God. I'm on a time frame. Okay. We'll see you in an hour. Hey, gang, it's my world and live, laugh, and whatever. We've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a crazy world out there. You know, I was watching some videos from France and other places and people going nuts and people beating up on each other and everything. And we never had that years ago. And even when I grew up, we never had that. If there was a fight, yeah, somebody got hurt, and then that was it. It was done. It was over with. You learned your lesson. And here we have people just beating up on other people for no reason. That's uncalled for. It's not acceptable. So stop doing it. Well, hey, welcome to my world. And we always do a disclaimer because Michael leaves some stuff off. So I do my own disclaimer. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. We take what we say with a grain of salt, and we always do our own research, and we hope you do yours and your due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. And any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, hey, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Well, you know, we always do shout-outs. And I thought that I would go ahead and cover some of the things that we normally would do in a shout-out, but I've added one or two more. Because it's important to listen to these guys. Some of them are factual. Some of them are funny. I mean, I had a blast this weekend listening to a few people. And of course, and I told you guys before, I played a concert this weekend, which was a good concert. It was the first one of our season. And we have, I believe, six during the summer. And there'll be times when, yeah, there will be some encore versions, in other words, a replay. I can't help that due to scheduling. Most of our concerts are about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. And if it's close by, I can get back and do the show at 7. If not, then we do a replay and Michael will go ahead and cue that up. I hate doing replays. I love doing live radio because, you know, you have a little bit more flexibility with things. Well, I have to do a big shout out to Trim Radio. We've been doing this for quite a while. Michael and I have been working together. We have fun. We had a good conversation before the show began tonight. And it's like being home. We know everybody and we get along. We all chit chat and so forth. Well, a big shout out to trimradio.com. Hey, check us out. We've got a lot of good shows. And, you know, if you take a look at some of the shows we've got all kinds of stuff available. The one I like to tease, and I really like to tease it, is Rascala's Red Pill reality show. I always pick on him because I always say, hey, I'll take the green pill. I won't take the red one and I won't take the blue one. I will take the green one. He still can't figure that one out. So we have fun doing that. He's a fantastic person and I've known him for quite a while. And he's down in Miami, Florida, in that area. And he does the Fishing in Florida show. Of course, I have Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. We have the Bare Knuckles, the Angel Strong show, Weekly Music Countdown. We've got Take Point 22 radio show. We've got My World, which is at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. We've got the Brighter Life Show, the Spiritual Freedom Show, Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. And there can be more shows. You can put your own show. All you have to do is just contact us. And we have fun doing it. And if we didn't have fun, we wouldn't be doing it. And doing two shows a week for me, oh boy, the research involved keeps me busy. And I know it does the same thing for Rascala down in Florida. And I know that with Take Point 22, with Michael Bejas, I'll tell you what, he has to do his research too. And I introduced him to a neighbor that's basically, about a mile and a half away from me. And she likes to talk about military things. And it's on Take Point 22. And she's fantastic. Matter of fact, I saw the other day she's working on her PhD. When I was going to school, PhD was piled higher and deeper, but we won't go there. Actually, she is, and I believe she's going to Ohio University. And that's where I went to school for part of my times. And so, you know, a big shout out to Michael and, of course, Val. And she's a character. She's a good gal. Very good gal. Anyhow, on YouTube, we have the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. And schools out. The teachers let the monkeys out, as they say. Actually, the students graduated. All the seniors did. And they had undergraduate students, they had graduate students, and they had doctoral program students. And I'll tell you what, it's a very good school. Academically, it's fantastic. Great facilities, great professors. I mean, Dr. Kathy Feld does an excellent job there. And their sports, I love it, because NCAA Division II, football, basketball, wrestling, I mean, they do an excellent job, and the facilities are great. So check them out at www.findlay.edu, University of Findlay, and you will love them. Okay. Well, we go through that one. We have Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. The blanks are on the center of the pen. You have the top where you press the buttons or whatever the gizmo is, and then you have the end where the ballpoint comes out. Well, that's what Phil makes. Beautiful pens. Michael and I both have them. He sold pens down in Disney World in Florida. He sent them over to Japan for expositions. He does a lot of custom pens for different people. He did some really good ones for nurses and doctors. Besides that, he can do colleges, universities, schools for graduations. I mean, the guy's fantastic. He's a great craftsman. Nothing leaves the shop until it is perfect. Well, for people in New Jersey, it would be poifect. Maybe I didn't pronounce New Jersey right. Well, anyhow. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And you can check them out on Facebook. Just put that in the search part in Facebook and check them out. And let's see. Phil is also a great grandpa with dogs. His two dogs suddenly had little baby miniature dachshunds. And I'll have to go over and check them out. There was one from one litter that is my buddy. And Benji always comes up and sits with me. For some reason, I guess we bonded when he was born or whatever. But great family, and he does a really good job raising his pets, I'll call it. It's a menagerie, quite a menagerie. Check them out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. How about Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler? You know, he's been doing boots on the ground for quite a while. And people send him information from all over the United States. And they tell him how bad the economy is or how good it is in some places. Whether there's a food shortage or, you know, all kinds of information. And he's on YouTube. And you have to check him out. I've known Dave for quite a while, and I've corresponded with him. I talked with him a few times, and he's down in, I believe, in South Carolina. And it's only a hop, skip, and jump over the hill into North Carolina where he's at. So I like their volunteer fire department down there. It's called Pumpkin Patch. Kind of interesting. And he's on that fire department down there too. Big shout out to Danny and Wanda King at Deep South Homestead on YouTube. They're raising crops and trying to do things differently. And they were pruning back all their tomato plants because their tomatoes were just going crazy. And they had tomatoes over the winter. It was in a high tunnel that's built. It's like a greenhouse. And they had tomatoes during the winter time, and then it was time to prune them back this spring. And so they were in the process of doing that and raising a bunch of other things. So that's with Danny and Wanda King. Great people that they are, and they were talking about different types of soups and stuff that you could do on a wood stove, which was interesting. Just using your canned vegetables that you have and canned meat for the year. And Wanda does an excellent job. Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. I've known them quite a while, and they are great people. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin, and I think the mud season is just about over in Wisconsin. First, you had the snow season, which is like about November through April, and then you get mud season, which is about to the middle of May. And then you can start planting things late May into early June through October. And they're great people. They are. And you have to listen to them on YouTube. Another one, and I'm not sure I've talked about Eric, but he's on Goshen Prepping. Goshen Prepping. And he is really knowledgeable about everything. You know, he used to be a doctor and then retired. And he's got a large family, and they're up in Michigan someplace, probably in the middle of the state somewhere. And he's very knowledgeable on everything. He was talking about nuclear preparedness one day, and then food that's not going to be available when everything crashes and so forth. And I listen to him as often as I can because he's full of information. And it's truthful information. All of these guys will give you truthful information. It's not like the major MSM, major sources for news, if you call it that. Let's put it this way. It's not CBS, NBC, MSNBC, or anything like that. Not even Fox News. These guys that I talk about, they're upfront and they're on the level, if you understand what I'm saying. So that's Goshen Prepping with Eric. Then on BitChute, BitChute, and it's the alternative to being on YouTube. And on BitChute, you can be a little bit more freer with your ideas and language sometimes. And I always talk about Cliff High, and that's Clif, and his last name is High, High. And you do a search for Cliff, and he's so knowledgeable on practically everything. He's an actuary for an insurance business. He also does programming. The guy is just a compendium of information. I mean, he's like being next to all of the informational books that's out there. I mean, the guy is really smart. He lives out in Washington, and I listen to him as much as I can. Then there's Farmer Jones, and he's on BitChute. And I'll tell you what, he's down in Florida. He has a real deep voice. I mean, deeper than what I just did. And he likes to repair and build electric guitars. Well, what's he doing on a prepper channel? Well, that's what he does. Anything that's newsworthy, he brings out on his channel a couple times a week, and he has the links to it. And it's really great. And that's Farmer Jones. And then, of course, in Canada is the amazing Polly. And she does really good research work on everything that's going on in Canada that's noteworthy and in the States. So Amazing Polly is, her real name is Polly St. George. And she's a very knowledgeable person. She puts all the X's and O's together. I mean, she is really good at what she does. So you want to check her out at The Amazing Polly. You can check them out on BitChute. Another one that's out there, and I think it's just starting to gain some notoriety, is Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E. And some of these guys you'll be able to see on Rumble as well. Maybe not as much, but you'll be able to find them. Well, so much for the shout-outs. I think I've given all the people shout-outs that need to be shouted out to. I always give credit where credit's due. You know, and a big credit to Michael and Riscala and everybody, because they hold the radio show together. They really do. Fantastic people. And before we were talking about what's going on in the world, it's so complicated now. We were talking about, you know, U.S. debt. And right now, our national debt, according to the U.S. debt clock, is $31,738,772,000,000. And it's flying by. Right now, it's $337,000. The debt per citizen is $94,807. And the debt per taxpayer is $247,766. And that gets passed down to everybody's kids and grandkids. Is that fair? I don't think so. What is that doing? The government is spending so much money so quickly, and they're not getting things in. I mean, our taxes right now, their tax revenue is at $4,614,210,916,917,918,019,000. It keeps going up. And this supposedly is real time. And the revenue per citizen is about $13,792. And you've got all kinds of revenue. But, you know, when I take a look at this screen, they have debt. And the state debts are $1,254,032,000,000 and climbing. And that's about $3,749 per citizen. Haven't they heard of a budget? If you and I ran our households the way that the government does, we'd end up in jail. And, you know, that's tough. And we've got the debt to GDP ratio was 58% in 1980. In 2000, it was 58.02%. And now it's 120.34%. Okay, what's wrong with this picture page? Something is seriously wrong. And the guys in the government, they don't get it. Spend, spend, spend like there's no tomorrow. Print more money, and our money becomes worthless. We have inflation, and it now costs more. It drives me up the wall. I know when I worked for government, we had a budget, and our budget, we had to be within 0.1% of our budget. If we were under, okay, that money got transferred to somebody else that needed the extra money. However, if we were over, you saw this gigantic fan come out and a bunch of people with buckets of hooey, and you guys know what that is, get thrown into the fan and you better be ducking. Luckily, I never did. My division had a profit and loss that was, we were in good shape. We were one of a few divisions of the state of Ohio that actually made money. And that was good for our program. Because we ran on a profit and loss statement. Not all government agencies do. And we had to know our numbers and keep them within due bounds every month. If not, you had to make adjustments. Well, what about Social Security liability? Well, it's $22,638,819,000,000 and climbing. Medicare liability, $35,307,652,000,000 and climbing. So the U.S. unfunded liabilities, dig this number. It's $187,449,495,000,000 and climbing. And when you compare that to our total national assets, what's in the green, because I just talked about the red, in the green, the U.S. national assets are $187,648,816,000,000 in climbing. So the assets per citizen is about $560,000 per citizen. Don't you think we ought to start living by a budget? I mean, our dollars were worth something way back when, but not now. And what really gets me is that the BRICS countries are coming out with their own currency. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And now we've got other countries that are joining the BRICS. So now we have competition with the U.S. dollar. Things are going to start getting scarce. Things are going to start being tight for everybody. And if you don't live on a tight budget, you're in trouble. And that's the tough part. And it scares me. Another thing that scared me last week, I don't think I talked about it, was that 115 million were having health care dropped with Medicaid. And I have a neighbor with that problem, and she's been beside herself for the past 3 weeks. And I've been trying to help her find different sources. I've communicated with the governor's office here in Ohio. I still have a few contacts here and there. And the ability to do things, I can't really make things happen overnight or anything. And I don't really have a lot of pull since I've been retired, but I do know how to get to different places and people. And it took her going to an attorney to try to get things done. And hopefully that works for her. And she's very dependent on the health care. If I lost my Medicare, I would probably go nuts. And I have a very good medical plan, and that's great. I mean, I was just at a doctor 2 days ago. And even though it was a hi, how you doing, and bye, and oh, by the way, we're going to charge you $40 cash, and then charge the insurance company, I don't know what the deal was. I mean, that was it. And they check your numbers and turn you loose on society. I guess my numbers were halfway decent. But that's going on with Medicaid, Medicare, and people that have to have their own insurance, self-employed people. Oh my God, that's a killer. And then last week, they were talking about First Republic Bank failing and JPMorgan Chase picking them up. That had everybody upset. I know I went to the ATM. I hate to go walking in a bank. If I can do it from the car, that's fine. If I have to go in and talk to somebody, that's something else. But here I am. I go to the ATM. It's a regional bank. And I put my card in, and it just shows me my total balance. And it says, well, you can take a loan of X amount. Well, I don't want a loan. I want some money out for the weekend. It wasn't giving any. It would just give you your total. I don't understand it because that machine has always worked, has never had a problem. And all of a sudden, boom, you put your card in, you're expecting money out, and you get nothing. Could you imagine if you went and you ordered a pizza and said, oh, I'm just going to go to the ATM and get my money and go down and pay them. And then a big surprise happens. The ATM is not working. And then you have to go across town to another ATM and it's not working either. And you go someplace else, it's not working. And you owe this guy for a pizza. Is it going to be roll up your sleeve time to start washing dishes or how are you going to do it? Well, I was kind of like that with the ATM, but I didn't order a pizza or anything. I just wanted to have some money for the weekend. Wasn't going to give it up. I went to the next one. They weren't going to give it up. And I couldn't figure out why the system was down. And I keep hearing from different people that they had problems too, different banks. So what do you do? Well, then you got to use the credit card. I hate using a credit card. Mine's all paid off. It stays that way. I don't pay interest on things. Banks hate me. And if I go to use the big bank out on the West Coast, the B of A, if you know what it is, I get a notice that they're going to raise my interest to 29% if I don't pay on time. Well, I always pay on time. I'm tempted to just call them up and say, take your card. I can't say it because Michael will get upset if I told him where they could take and place that card. But you know where I'm going with it. I don't know what's happening, but it's not good. And so you want to be able to put some money aside, pay off your debt as much as you can do it, stock up on long-term food. I went to Aldi's tonight and I wanted to get some extra canned goods, so I went ahead and did it. The trouble of it is they just remodeled the entire store, made it a little bit bigger, and I got lost. I couldn't find what I wanted. I eventually found it, but I spent probably 45 minutes in the store when I normally could do it in 15. Oh well, but I'm stocked up enough to get me through a problem. But when you prepare for something, you have to prepare for not just 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, or 4 months, prepare 6 months or a year. Remember what happened with the toilet paper? So you better stock up. Wow, that stuff's going on. You want to watch, look, keep, listen, keep cash to pay bills, buy groceries, live very simply and cut back on what you're doing. Live very simply. Start a garden. Now, here in Ohio, it's almost time to get the gardens going. So I'm using heirloom seeds. Why? Because I can harvest the seeds after the fruit comes out and dry it and use it again next year so I don't have to go out and buy additional seeds. And you want to enrich your soil. And right now I've got 2 bags of worm castings. Worm hooey, or the big word poop. And I never knew about that. I'm 75 years old. Did I know anything about worm poop? Well, I didn't. And I found out from Phil, who's an excellent gardener, and he said, no, that's what you need to use. So I did, and I've got extra Epsom salts to put in there and so forth. And I'm stocking up on food. That's what's happening in my world. There was a study that came out and it, this is like a community service announcement. High levels of toxic metals found in widely consumed drinks, according to a study. And Cantabella Roberts, that's a name, Cantabella Roberts of the Epoch Times was talking about that. And she said, a new study has found that some commonly consumed beverages, such as fruit juice and artificial sodas, contain levels of toxic metals, including arsenic, cadmium, and lead, that exceed federal drinking water standards. And researchers from the Tulane University in Louisiana, God, I've been at Tulane one time, nice place, measured 25 different toxic metals and trace elements in 60 soft beverages, including single fruit juice, mixed fruit juice, plant-based milk, and artificial soda and tea. Up here, they'd say artificial pop, but no, they call it soda. The drink, or the drinks, were purchased in New Orleans and are commercially available in supermarkets across the United States. And researchers found that 5 of the 60 beverages tested contained levels of a toxic metal above federal drinking water standards. They must have got it from Flint, Michigan. I don't know. Well, we know what arsenic and cadmium are. Arsenic is a naturally occurring, tasteless, colorless, and odorless chemical element that can be found in the environment, including food and water, according to the Center for Disease Control, better known as the CDC, if you trust the CDC. And the elements persist in the environment and does not deteriorate. And the EPA adopted 10 parts per billion, or 10 micrograms per liter, of arsenic in public drinking water in 2001, replacing the old standard of 50 milligrams per liter. And the long-term exposure to high levels of arsenic can result in skin disorders and increased risks for diabetes, high blood pressure, and severe types of cancer, according to the CDC. Now, cadmium, meanwhile, is another natural occurring element used in the production of batteries, pigments, metal coatings, and plastics. But it's also found in plant and animal foods, according to the CDC. And when consumed in large amounts, cadmium can cause stomach issues, and when inhaled in high levels, it can lead to lung damage or death. Cadmium is considered a cancer-causing agent. So why is it in there? Maybe they can't get it out. Maybe it's already in the soil. That's kind of crazy. I mean, all the stuff that's going on, and you run into it. Now, the prepper pantry, I want to start on part of this because we have probably about 20 minutes to go, maybe less, 15 minutes to go. But you want to get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, and you want to write some of these things down because you need to have them on hand. And my good buddy, Valerie, better known as Val, posted this. And I thought, man, this stuff is good to have. And I've got it on the website here. And I've put it in other places. And I printed it off today because I said, man, we really have to go over that. Epsom salts, good for everything imaginable, especially in the garden. Vinegar, have 1 gallon on hand. This person had 12 gallons on hand. I don't have room for 12 gallons. It's good for cleaning and disinfection and treating for weeds in the garden. And I usually take a little bit of Epsom salts and vinegar and water and mix them together, put them in a spray bottle, and then I go spraying for weeds. The weeds do not like that stuff. Dawn dish soap. And boy, you can clean with that, and you don't have to use much, just a couple of drops. It's a good degreaser. I think I've got maybe 5 gigantic bottles of the stuff, so I'm good for a while. Borax laundry soap. 50 Mule Team Borax. Remember that commercial years ago? Well, you can still get that stuff. And it's good for cleaning, too. And you put that stuff around. It protects against pests and in and around your garden. You know, you sprinkle it around. And the pests don't like borax. They hate it. And so that's always good to have. And you can mix it with water and maybe put a little vinegar in it. I'm not an amateur chemist. I don't think there'd be a reaction there, but you could dissolve that and put it in a spray bottle and spray that on ants. And right now the ants are starting to come out of every cracks and crevice. And I have some, I don't know what they call it, year-long spray that you put down. It's got borax in it. Washing soda for cleaning. I've got a box of that. Baking soda. Think how many uses for baking soda that's out there, you know, for your fridge and freezer. And Fels naphtha for cleaning, bars of Fels naphtha soap. That is something good to have. Apple cider vinegar. And if it's organic, that's preferred. But it's a good for tummy issues. And if you have livestock, it's good for them too. Cotton t-shirts, cotton socks. Cotton unmentionables. Natural fibers that do not degrade like acrylic and polyester. They're long term. At least one bolt of muslin fabric. I don't know. I don't sew. So what? Peroxide, at least a dozen bottles. Good for disinfecting. I don't have a dozen bottles. I probably have 6. And hopefully that does it. Furnace filters. I just went out today. I went to Home Depot and I went down to find out if they had my filters in stock. And I bought 3 double packs. That's 6 filters. And I added that to my other 6 filters. So now I'm good for a year, maybe a year and a half if I change them every other month. And that's good to have. So you want to have those stashed away. Vacuum filters for the same as furnace. Well, mine are cleanable. I don't have to worry about that. Water filters, if you have filtration system, yes, and I have to get some more because I only have 1 spare left. And what I do with my city water, I will filter that into a big container, and then I put that into my Berkey, Berkey, water filter, and run it through that, plus another filter that takes out fluoride. And then I get really good drinking water. And we have something, hydrogen perchlorate or something in our water. It's almost like bleach. And it's a smell that I don't like. It's a taste that I don't like. And so I use my Berkey water filter and filter all of that stuff out. And it's good for about 3,000 gallons. And I don't drink 3,000 gallons. That much. I have to drink 10 ounces a day or 10 glasses a day. And I think I slosh a lot when I walk, but I have to have 10 glasses of that stuff a day. Why? I don't know. Doctor says 10 glasses. So if you have a filtration system, you want to do that. How about toilet paper? Remember the last time that toilet paper was scarce during the pandemic? And they had to ration it? I load up on it. If I'm at Aldi's and I think I need some extra TP, I get some. If I'm at places like Wally World, Walmart, hey, and they have big big packs of Scott tissue. I get them. How about paper towels? Yeah, I have those too. And I keep them stored away where they don't get wet or anything. But I have those cotton bath towels and get an extra dozen, 100% same as the clothing that they listed above. Cotton bath towels, the white cotton bath towels. You have to get that stuff. And then cotton bed linens, at least two additional sets. At least two? I probably have a couple dozen. Some are fitted and some are not fitted. And if you ever tried to sleep in a bed with unfitted sheets, it drives you crazy. It does me. How about flashlights and batteries? We've been talking about that for quite a while. Flashlights and batteries. AA, AAA, rechargeable batteries. Comes in handy. Do you have enough D cells, C cells, AA, AAA? Are they rechargeable or are they the throwaway type? Do you need things like, oh, what did they call them? And I know I have them. Lithium. Yeah, that's the stuff mined by little kids and refined. And if you expose them to fire, they burn like crazy. I have lithium. I have to use lithium in my security cameras. Yes, I have them. Because at one time, somebody tried to break in. And my security lights came on. They wanted to get in my shed in the back of the yard. And I heard something going on. And they said, are you ready to do this? And the guy says, yeah, let's do it. And they were between the houses and they turned the corner and the security light came on and they took off. Well, they came back later on, but they hit the neighbor's house behind me. And the neighbor's husky was kind of angry and was at the back door getting ready to go out. And the owner thought, well, okay, it's 2:30 in the morning and maybe he has to use the bathroom. So he opens up the back door and he goes back to bed and the husky takes off and he grabs one of the guy's pants and came back to the back door with his part of his pants hanging in his mouth. Well, notice they didn't hang around long. They took off and they haven't been back. So the cameras come in handy. I want to be able to prove that somebody is trying to rob me. And at that point, it's their problem, especially when I show it to the police when they show up, because they're 5 minutes away for the most part. And it helps to know them like I do. Well, anyhow, meanwhile, back at the ranch, do you have a generator? Do you have solar panels? Great to have. And the generator, you have to test it a couple times a year, make sure it works. How about Heritage seeds or basically heirloom seeds to plant your gardens and yards? How about a good AM and FM radio and the batteries to run it? Yeah, you have to. What type of food have you been storing? Do you have mason jars to store things in or special airtight containers? How about dry beans? How about rice? How about flour? How about sugar? How about yeast? You got to make bread from yeast, but I don't have that much yeast on hand. Canned meats. Now, that's where I go to Aldi's because they have canned meats there. I also go to Wally World, and they've got canned chicken and canned beef. And Keystone makes some really good canned beef. It's great for beef and vegetables or beef and noodles. Same thing with the chicken. They have turkey and they also have pork. I don't like the pork. I'll eat it, but I don't really like it. The chicken and the turkey and the beef is excellent. And so I always stock up on that. How about pasta? You need for about 12 months. I think I've got enough pasta for probably about 2 years. And I'm not even Italian. Jeez. And then you should have peanut butter, because that's good protein, baking powder, cornstarch, old-fashioned. And this says stuck. It's struck matches. You don't type that you strike. You can get those. You can get waterproof ones if you want to do that. Those are expensive. Or you can get the hand jobs. And you can also use Bic lighters. Now, I have a bunch of Bic lighters, and I check them to make sure they still have the fluid and everything in there. And the little rods on the inside to produce the sparks. Hey, if you're out of the gas, you can still use those to strike a spark to potentially make a small fire. But matches are important. How about cooking utensils? How about a propane stove? Using the little bottles of propane or using a big grill. You have to have those. How about canned or powdered milk? Coffee and tea, and of course, colloidal silver. I have several bottles of colloidal silver. And the reason that I have them is because if you get a cut, colloidal silver, you put some of that on there, and it's a great antibiotic. It's really good. And I use it as an application on cuts and stuff on the skin. Especially with my neighbor's cats. They like to play bite. And I've got one on my hand now. One just likes to play bite, and she doesn't mean to bite like that, but she does. Well, anyhow, we're almost to the spot in the show where we got to have a little bit of humor. How about things you say after you're 50? Like, where the heck is my phone? Have you ever laid your phone down? You can't find it. Ah, drives me nuts. How did I get this bruise? Yeah, I get them. I get scratches and everything else. That isn't my password either. You got to put your password in, and you're doing it right, and the computer doesn't accept it. What did I do wrong? And then you worry about that, and you try to find out where you wrote it down last, and so forth. Strange things happen with computers. How do they expect you to read small print? Oh, yeah. Some of the stuff you see online, it's so small I have to blow it up. Oh, I can't say that. I enlarging it. And how about where did I put my glasses? I walked out, I had my computer glasses on, which are bifocals, and I had that on. I got in my car, I had to drive down to the post office downtown to mail something out for Michael. And I had the wrong glasses on. I noticed things were a little fuzzy. I thought, oh no, I left him on the computer desk. It's
Fuzzy?
crazy.
Fuzzy?
Yeah, fuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Well, anyhow,
Fuzzy Wuzzy couldn't see.
Fuzzy Wuzzy couldn't pee either. Okay, anyhow, how do you throw your body out of whack just sleeping wrong on the wrong side? And what the heck is going on with people nowadays? Well, yeah, just look at Twitter, some of the things on Twitter. And why did I come into this room? You ever do that? You walk into a room, go, why did I come in here? Oh, Michael, why did you come in here? It must be time to. When was it? Oh, it's time to leave. We run into all kinds of stuff. The older you get, the more crazy things get. And Michael, you're young enough that you don't have to worry about all that stuff. Maybe I have to on a constant basis anymore. I don't know. But anyhow, gang, that's all I have for the show this Wednesday. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday. But also, stop back in on Sunday at 7 p.m. because I've got a lot of stuff to discuss with you then. I've got another joke to do that I can't very well do here because we're out of time. And I'll talk to you on Sunday at 7 p.m. for Money and Change. See ya.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Trim Radio Network, and we are always honored to have you here. Anyway, we will catch you guys on Sunday. Have a great week. Be good to each other. You know what? It's the hardest thing that you can ever do in this world is love. The easiest thing is to be cruel. So keep that in mind. And for the rest of the week, have a blessed week.
See ya. The book.